Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. The nation's largest Veterans Day parade will soon march up Fifth Avenue. It steps off at 12:30 from 26th Street and runs all the way up 5th to 48th. It wraps up around 3 p.m. More than 20,000 service members will march, and the president of the United War Veterans Council and a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, Mark Otto, says this year is extra special.
6th New York City Veterans Day Parade. It's a big year because this year we normally have one featured service branch. We actually have three this year, and that's because it's the 250th anniversary of the Army, Navy, and Marine Corps. So it's a really special thing, once in a lifetime, obviously.
And as the city celebrates vets, many still struggle after service. And now a mental health nonprofit is expanding its first-of-a-kind support program for police, firefighters, and now veterans. Dr. Jean Cirillo is a psychologist with Post-Tour Processing.
The ultimate goal is for them to feel comfortable enough to seek counseling from other veterans who are trained in coaching, who have been through what they've been through.
The program extends to veterans starting today. And for more info on that, you can go to ttmpt.com. The city is backing a Bronx high school student who was detained by immigration officials after a routine check-in. The 16-year-old, identified only as EJCC, has been held since late October. Well, now the city has filed a brief urging his release, saying that he poses no safety or flight risks and should be allowed to continue his education while his immigration case plays out. Mayor Adams called him a hardworking student who followed the rules, saying public schools should be a place for all kids, regardless of status. Separately, on Long Island, another Roosevelt High School student is also in ICE custody. 18-year-old Gendry Giovanni Ortiz Paredes was arrested on a petty larceny charge and then was turned over to immigration agents the same day. The circumstances around the teen's arrest back on October 25th are not clear. Roosevelt School superintendents say they're focused on his well-being and hope he gets the chance to finish high school. By Heart, a manufacturer of organic baby formula, has now recalled all of the products it sells nationwide. That's only days after a smaller recall that was linked the formulas to an outbreak of infant botulism. At least 15 babies in 12 states have been sickened in the outbreak. All were infants hospitalized after consuming By Heart formula. And on Long Island, there's now a suspected case. Our Sophia Hall has that story.
Nassau County medical officials say a baby who consumed the now recalled By Heart powdered infant formula could be one of the cases of botulism. The baby is in stable condition in the hospital. Stony Brook Medicine Dr. Sharon Nachman says it takes weeks for an infant to recover.
Those babies can have a weak cry. They don't want to feed well. They seem to not interact with their parents.
She says immediately take your baby to their doctor.
But about 1% of our babies across the country were on this formula. For those whose babies were taking it, keep a close eye.
She says the symptoms may not appear for up to 30 days. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Police are now looking for a man who punched a teenage girl in the chest and then stole her necklace in the Bronx. It happened on November 5th at 8:40 in the morning. That's when the 16-year-old girl was attacked and robbed by the man at the intersection of East 173rd Street and Boynton Avenue in Soundview. The attacker took off on foot. Police have released images of him. They're asking anyone with any information to call Crime Stoppers. Even with the first steps toward ending the shutdown being taken, things will not get immediately back to normal at our airports. There are hundreds of delays and cancellations again today at Newark, LaGuardia, and JFK. And the shutdown, not just affecting travelers, livery drivers who depend on those airport fares are also taking a big hit.
Tommy's been driving a limo, making airport runs for 35 years. He says this is the most chaos he's ever seen. There's so much uncertainty. One minute, flight's coming in. Next minute, it's not.
Three cancellations today.
Just three alone just today.
Now, coming back, that's another three. So that's six. That's six rides that, you know.
So six rides in one day, you've already lost.
Yep.
And how do you make that up?
Can't.
Another example of what he's dealing with. One of his clients, originally going to LaGuardia, switched to Morristown Airport, ended up at Stewart in Newburgh.
It's bad.
It's bad, right?
It's awful. Yeah. Awful. Awful. Gas is filled up. Car is clean. But
yeah.
There's no business.
Maybe I'll take a ride.
Hey, great to meet you, Tommy. One thing about him is he's keeping his spirits high. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM at Newark Liberty.
The NYPD now warning about a string of scams targeting people selling items online. Cops say a man has been using Facebook Marketplace to meet sellers, then flash a fake Zelle payment before taking off with their stuff. Three cases have been reported in Marine Park, Bath Beach, and Bay Ridge, with losses totaling more than $12,000. Surveillance images of the individual are now on the Crime Stoppers X page. Anyone with information is asked to contact them. Well, on this Veterans Day, a Brooklyn training center is helping military vets start new careers in the trades. The Building Trades Educational Benefit Fund offers free classroom and on-the-job training for apprentice electricians. It's run by veteran and educator Paul Tropiano. He spoke with 1010 Winds.
Well, the military gives you a skill set that addresses the soft skills that are required in many industries. And with the technical background and with the organization skills and the management skills and the discipline that's provided, it makes for a good fit.
Over 200 veterans have already completed the program.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.